The Tudors. After the War of the Roses, England emerged with a new dynasty in power, the Tudors. The first Tudor king was Henry VII, who defeated Richard III, last of the House of York. During the reign of Henry VII, England saw a period of financial and governmental stability. He laid the foundation of English naval power, and a mercantile fleet was created to promote trade with foreign countries. Henry VII was a notably able ruler and was considered a restorer of national unity, but he paid little attention to Parliament. Moreover, he laid the foundations of English humanism. When Henry VII died, his son Henry VIII came to the throne. His accession was considered by humanist scholars as being the beginning of a new golden age. Henry VIII inherited none of his father's frugality, preferring to maintain a magnificent court, spending much of the wealth he had inherited. He enjoyed music, was a poet and keen sportsman, yet he was also brutal and executed those who angered him. In his attempts to produce a son and heir, Henry married 6 times. In the end, he had just 1 legitimate son and 2 daughters. They became in succession King Edward VI, Queen Mary I, and Queen Elizabeth I. The Reformation. The Reformation, which took place in the first half of the 16th century, had the effect of diminishing the international power of the Roman Church. It was German in origin and led by Martin Luther, who, in attacking his 95 theses to the door of his church in Wittenberg in 1517, gave birth to the Protestant Church. England became Protestant, and traditional elements of Catholic thought, such as that of heaven and hell, were put into question. The crucial difference between the Protestants and Catholics regarded the relationship between church and state. Luther generally accepted the king's power over the church to decide religious matters, and therefore the king became all-powerful. This meant that the Protestant church was effectively weaker politically. Henry VIII wanted to divorce the first of his unfortunate 6 wives, Catherine of Aragon, the daughter of the King of Spain, who had borne him only a daughter, Mary, in order to marry Anne Boleyn. This brought Henry into direct conflict with the Catholic Church and Pope Clement VII, who later excommunicated him. When he failed to obtain a divorce or annulment, Henry took a step which was to influence every aspect of British life and culture. He ended the rule of the Catholic Church in England, passing the Act of Supremacy, 1534, and declared himself Supreme Head of the Church of England. The scholar, writer, and patron of letters and the arts, Thomas More, as the Lord Chancellor, firmly refused to recognise the Act of Supremacy and the King's divorce from Queen Catherine. For this reason, he was committed to the Tower of London, accused of treason, and was beheaded in 1535. Under the influence of his secretary, Thomas Cromwell, Henry VIII decided to close the monasteries that for centuries had been the main centres of culture in England. Many were sold or taken by the king, forcing 15,000 nuns and monks from their homes. In their place, the first state schools, known as King's Schools, were opened, and they offered a free education in the form of scholarships to a wide cross-section of society. Many, such as that in Canterbury, are still open today. With Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII had another daughter, Elizabeth, who would become Queen Elizabeth I after the terrible reign of Henry's first daughter, Mary. In 1536, Anne Boleyn was executed, and the king married another 4 times. His 3rd wife, Jane Seymour, finally provided him with a male heir, Edward VI. The age of religious persecution. Edward VI succeeded his father at the age of 10 and ruled for only 6 years before his premature death in April 1553. In 1549, the first Book of Common Prayer was issued. Prepared under the supervision of Archbishop Cranmer, the book contained prayers and dates to religious devotion written in English. In fact, as a result of the Reformation, services and prayers were now carried out in English instead of Latin. Persecutions of Roman Catholics in Edward's reign led to a subsequent Catholic reaction against Protestantism when his sister Mary succeeded him. Mary I was known as Bloody Mary because of her persecution of Protestants as she tried to restore the Catholic religion of her mother, Catherine of Aragon. In 1554, she married the most fanatically Catholic sovereign in Europe, Philip II of Spain. This involved her in wars with France and the loss of the last English possessions in the country, the town of Calais. Mary was childless, and when she died in 1558, Mary's half-sister Elizabeth came to the throne, who restored a moderate and more tolerant form of Protestantism.